And good afternoon to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort University in Sioux Center, Iowa. As we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball, this will be the regular season finale for the Dort Defender women's basketball team. They have earned the right to play one more contest here at the DeWitt Gym, and that'll be this Wednesday in the quarterfinal round of the GPAC postseason tournament. Let's take a closer look at the College of St. Mary. First of all, 5-24 this season, 2-19 in league play. The Flames took back-to-back GPAC games on December the 12th and the 14th against Doan and Briar Cliff. Flames will be looking to break a 12-game losing streak that dates back to January 7. In that stretch, the Flames have a pair of four-point losses to Jamestown and Mount Marty. Those are their closest brushes with wins for the College of St. Mary. Trista Marival leads the College of St. Mary with 8.8 points per game, but she is not in uniform today. Lindsey Curran is putting in 8.1 points per game. Curran is the team leader with 61 made three-point baskets, and she is making 34.9% of her three-point field goal attempts. Claire Lewandowski adds 7.9 points per game. Kenzie Hoyt is at 6.7. Lewandowski has a team high 6 rebounds per game and converts a team best 53% of her field goal attempts. Flames are getting outscored 77-60.8 and are getting out rebounded 39.8-36.4. Teams are converting 41.6% of their field goals against the Flames. Let's pause now for our national anthem. National anthem from the DeWitt Gym. Let's take a closer look at the Dort Defenders. They are 22-7 this season, 14-7 in the GPAC women's standings. Erica Feenster is averaging a team-high 17.7 points per game with 5.8 rebounds, and she is making 60.5% of her field goals. She's 132 of 162 from the free throw line. Rachel Leibold and Carly Gustafson are averaging 10 points per game and 9.8 points per game, respectively. They've converted nearly 60% and 53.8% of their field goal attempts. Bailey Beckman's average is 7.8 points per game. Gabby Krakus, Maya Shemileski, and Jordan Van Manen all average 5.9 points per contest. For the College of St. Mary, their last outing was a contest with Morningside. They lost 79-47 on Wednesday night, while the Dort Defenders went on the road to defeat Mount Marty 63-42 in their most recent outing. For the College of St. Mary Flames, their starting lineup looks like this. Alyssa Delodato, a 5-foot senior from Palm Bay, Florida, draws the starting nod. She is averaging 6 points per game. Number 12 is Trista Marival, a 5'6 junior from Pine Ridge, South Dakota, averaging 8.8 points per contest. Evidently some miscommunication if she was in uniform or not. It appears that she is. Number 24 is Lindsey Curran, a 5'5 senior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 8.1 points per game. Kenzie Hoyt is a 5'5 freshman from Omaha, averaging 6.7 points per outing. And number 33 is Allie Gates, a 6-foot senior from East Moline, Illinois, averaging 1.5 points per contest. College of St. Mary is coached by Kirk Walker. For the Dort Defenders, they will start number 2, Erica Feenstra. Feenstra, a 6-foot junior from Hall, averaging 17.7 points per game. Number 10 is Abby Pruitt, a 5'9 senior from Urbandale, Iowa, averaging 4 points per contest. Number 15 is Peyton Harmson. She is a 5'8 senior from Rock Rapids, averaging 4.4 points per game. Jordan Van Manen wears number 21. She's a 5'5 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 5.9 points per contest. And Rachel Ivavold is a 6'1 senior from Bloomington, Minnesota, averaging 10 points per game. She wears number 43. Our officials today, Chad Gordon, John Garrow, and Jody Wheelinga on the whistle of this afternoon's contest. We are set for basketball. Erica Feenster taps it back to Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. Pruitt opening up play with the ball. She passes it off. Gives it back over to Pruitt. Pruitt comes back to Ivavold. Ivavold underneath to Feenster, and Feenster is held on the play. Foul called on the College of St. Mary Flames. They will call it on the floor. Trista Marival is whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number one against the Flames as well. Fresh 20 for Dort to work with, and they throw it away. Abby Pruitt intended in the corner for, I believe it was Peyton Harmson, the intended receiver. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It will be CSM basketball. So the Flames have the basketball. Lodato with it out front. Lodato spots up at the top of the key. She passes it off over to Gates. Gates with the basketball. Gives it to Curran. Curran bounce pass down low. Marival. Marival pinned down on the baseline. Gets it away to Feenster. Back over to Lodato. And Lodato knocks down a three-point basket. And CSM takes a 3-0 lead. 3-0 our score with the basketball. Pruitt. Pruitt comes back over to Harmson. Reversal. Left side Pruitt. Pruitt 3. Too strong. No good. Weak side rebound. Coming up with it was Harmson. Harmson tries to pass it underneath. Ball's tipped. Taken back by the CSM Flames. Lodato with the shot in the lane. Unable to knock it down. Defended by Van Manen. Here comes Dort back the other way. Free throw line jumper is Ivavold. Ivavold splits the defense with a ball fake, drives to the hoop, and Rachel Ivavold makes it 3-2. Defenders down by one for the CSM Flames. They're coming off a game against the Morningside Mustangs, where they played right with the Mustangs for the first half, and then Morningside ran away from them in a game played at the Lead Center in Omaha, Nebraska. Ended up winning by some 30 points, did Morningside in that contest. Three-pointer on the way by the CSM Flames. Missed by Hoyt. Rebound cleared by Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball out front. She passes right side, gets the return pass. Swing it left side and pass underneath. Kicked away by Marival. Intended for Feenstra. It will be Dort basketball. 8:09 remaining here in the first quarter. The odd 3 o'clock start time for the standalone contest due to a dance competition hosted by the defenders today. Harmson passes right side. They find a wide open Erica Feenstra underneath for a two-point basket, and the defenders lead it 4-3. First points of the day for Erica Feenstra. You look at the lineups. If Dort can take care of things defensively, their post players should be able to have great days in the paint, as CSM giving away a lot of size. The question is, can Dort defend this guard-dominated lineup put on the floor by the Flames? Lodato with the basketball, under 10 to shoot. She's got it at 5, top of the key, step back, long 18-footer is off the mark, no good, short. Rebound taken away by Ivavold. Ivavold able to hold her pivot foot. She goes left side over to Pruitt. Pruitt up the floor with it on the left wing. Comes back to Van Manen, reverses, right side Harmson. Harmson to Feenstra, and Feenstra is going to be called for a charge. Erica Feenstra whistled for a charge underneath. That's foul number one on Erica Feenstra. Foul number one against the Dort defenders, and it will be CSM basketball. CSM of the basketball after the play. This is Hoyt. Hoyt goes right side back over to Turner. Turner with it on the wing. Turner with the basketball. She goes high post to Yabara. Yabara with the basketball. So the Flames going to the bench already today. Yabara passes back out front. With it is Marival. Marival down to the baseline. Marival kicks it back out front to Curran. Curran puts up a three and knocks it down. A three-point basket for Curran, and the defenders trail 6-4 here in the early going. 6:40 remaining here in the first quarter. Dort with the basketball, Harmson. They feed it high post underneath. The pass from Ivavold underneath to Van Manen from the high post to the block. And Jordan Van Manen ties it at 6-6. Driving right side, shot no good by the Flames. Rebound cleared by Evavold. Here comes Dort, Van Manen. Left side it goes, Pruitt. Pruitt had Feenstra open underneath. Shot instead by Van Manen from the perimeter as they cover up Feenstra underneath the basket. Here comes Hoyt back the other way. Hoyt with it back to Maryville. Maryville three, missed, no good. Rebound down on the floor, jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Flames basketball. Dort controlled the opening tap. Flames will have the basketball underneath the basket. We're tied at 6-6. 6-6 our score. Flames throwing it in. 20 seconds on the shot clock as they reset it to 20 on the jump ball. Flames looking to throw it in. They throw it in over the top. It's taken away by Tetzloff. Tetzloff to Shemileski. Shemileski, the foot race the other way, lays it up with the right hand. It skims over the rim off of the backboard. Good. Two-point basket for Shemileski. The steal and assist for Tetzloff, and Dort regains a two-point lead at 8-6. Flames over the basketball. Dort pressuring defense. Flames have it left side on the wing. This is Turner. Turner over the basketball. Turner in between the circles. She gets to the top of the key. Under 10 to shoot. Three-pointer cast up and good for the Flames. And Hoyt, so far all of the points for the College of St. Mary coming from the three-point line. They lead at 9-8. Shemileski, high post, it goes Gustafson. Back over to Shemileski. Shemileski, Gustafson. Gustafson to Feenstra. Feenstra crosses over. Her right-handed shot is good. A lot of contact. No call made, but she finishes the shot. Gets the two-point basket out of it. And the Flames coming back the other way with the basketball. This is Hoyt. Hoyt gives it back over right side. On the wing with the basketball is Turner. Turner driving the lane. Her shot taken away by Feenstra. Outlet pass, Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman back to Tetzloff. Tetzloff can't handle it. Here come the Flames. Flames, a one-man fast break for Turner. Turner stops on the right wing. Feeds the trailer, Hoyt. Hoyt at the free throw line. Hoyt puts it up, off-balance shot, no good. Dort defense held. Here comes the defenders with the basketball. Right side, Backman to Shemileski. Shemileski underneath to Gustafson. Gustafson muscles it up, count the hoop, and she is fouled. Carly Gustafson with the old-fashioned three-point play on the way. Dort leading 12-9. Evavold will check out of the ball game. Break your pardon, Evavold not checking in at the moment. Krakus checks in for Feenstra. So the players on the floor, that'll be the easiest thing for me to do here. That's Tetzloff, Gustafson, Krakus, Beckman, and Shemileski on the floor as Gustafson makes the free throw. 72% free throw shooter. Completes the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort with full-court pressuring defense. Flames get it across the timeline. With it on the right side, this is White. White down to the right wing. They give it back over to Turner. Turner shot no good. Here comes Backman. Dort pressing the issue with this fast-breaking group. Over the top, intended for Tetzloff. Tetzloff in traffic, lost it. It's down on the floor, and it's going to be a jump ball. Jump ball, it'll be Dort basketball. Dort basketball with 4:05 remaining in the first quarter. Krakus to throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. So Krakus triggering. Krakus gets it in. Beckman. Beckman with it left wing. Now Shemileski. She'll test the waters. Loses the dribble. Goes off of her foot. Not out of bounds. It will be CSM basketball. 13-9 our score. 4 minutes left here in the first period. Flame basketball. Lodato in the backcourt. Lodato gets it back to Turner. Turner to Lodato. Lodato stops at the midcourt stripe. Passes over the top. Kobza. Veronica Kobza gives it to Gates. Gates in traffic, and Gates is going to travel with it. Turnover back to the defenders. Dort with the basketball, leading 13-9. Checking into the ballgame is Maryville. Checking out of the contest will be Turner. Flames, 10 players in uniform today for the Omaha, Nebraska-based school. All women's school with it. Gustafson. Gustafson in traffic, off the dribble, good. Carly Gustafson with 5 points attacking the hoop. Dort leads 15-9. Flames, Maryville. Maryville picks up her dribble. Krakus hounding her out front, gives to Lodato. Lodato with the basketball. Lodato in between the circles out front. She passes left wing. With it is Kobza. Kobza's pass underneath. It's loose, picked up by the defenders. and Tetzloff. Tetzloff to Krakus. Krakus drives the lane, and she's stripped on the way up. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by CSM. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort with the basketball, inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Tossing the ball in will be the defenders. Krakus. Krakus to Tetzloff. Lost it. Tetzloff off of the glass. No good in the lane. Rebound as she spun with the right hand. Unable to finish it. And here come the Flames. Stolen away by Krakus. Dort in transition. Gabby Krakus with the basketball. The junior from St. John, Indiana passes left side. Tetzloff. Three on the way. Short. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be CSM basketball. CSM with the basketball. Dort pressuring defense, leading 15-9. At the front of the defense is Tetzloff. Marival passes it to midcourt. With the basketball is Curran. Curran on the left side, back to Marival. Marival with the basketball, her team down by six. Marival gives it back to Lodato at the top of the key. Lodato on the left side. Lodato on the wing, passes, shot is partially blocked. Rebound. And it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by CSM. Last touch by Dort. It'll be CSM basketball. About 7:37 gone in this contest. Dort leads 15-9. Inbounding the basketball is Marival. New player checking in. This is Ibarra. Ibarra will check in for White. Marival to toss it in for the Flames. And they throw it off of Harmson. Harmson didn't see it, and the ball got passed off of her back. And a two-point basket for Marival. Marival makes it 15-11. Dort up by four. Underneath it goes Feenstra. Feenstra's shot no good. Feenstra muscles it up again. This time she's fouled. And Erica Feenstra will go to the free throw line. Madison Ibarra whistled for the personal foul. Feenstra to shoot two free throws. So Feenstra will shoot a pair. First free throw is up and good for Erica Feenstra. She's got another one coming. Second free throw is up and good as well for Feenstra. Sidort answers the two-point bucket by CSM with a two-point series of their own on a pair of free throws. Flames have it right side. This is Curran. Curran on the wing. Bounce pass down low. Ibarra. Ibarra back to Curran. Curran over the basketball. Picks up her dribble. Ibarra down to the baseline. Cut off by Feenstra. Kicks it back right side, left side to Gates. Gates shot. Hangs on the rim and falls through. Allie Gates with a two-point basket. Dort leads 17-13. Right side pass, Harmson. Harmson on the wing. Payton picks up her dribble. Comes back to Evavold. Evavold passes to Van Manen. Van Manen down to the baseline. Cut off. Feenstra extra pass. Harmson. Harmson bounce pass inside Evavold. Evavold layup good. Rachel Evavold with 4 points. Dort leads 19-13. So 19-13 our score. Right side pass with it on the wing is Marival. Marival guarded by Van Manen. Lodato now on the left wing. Lodato lets fly with the three, misses badly. Rebound cleared by the defenders and Harmson. That ball hits off the side of the backboard beside the rim rather than at the rim. Dort grabs the long rebound in transition. Pruitt. Pruitt on the second chance gets the three-point bucket to go from the left corner. And the defender lead is 9, now 22-13. Marival with the basketball. Marival passes. Left side, Lodato. Lodato well beyond the three-point line. She passes it off to Ibarra. Ibarra back out front. Long three cast up by the Flames and Curran. Curran shot misses. Dort with the basketball. Shot clock is off. They go to Evavold. Evavold back to Harmson. Harmson with the basketball. Harmson back to Van Manen. Van Manen has it in between the circles. She passes left side. This is Pruitt. Pruitt tosses it underneath the Feenstra, and Feenstra is fouled on the play, and Erica will go to the free throw line. Foul is charged to the College of St. Mary. It's foul number 4 on the Flames. That foul is charged to Curran. That's her first. And now Erica Feenstra to the free throw line, where she is 2 of 2 this afternoon. 2 for 2 from the free throw line so far for the junior from Hall. This one's up and down. Feenstra closing in on 1,500 career points. She's at 1,499 currently. And there's 1,500. So 1,500 career points now for Feenstra. She's already the second leading scorer in Dort women's basketball. Second, Amber Sodsma, sitting at 1,736 points. So Feenstra, a little over 200 points behind her. Ball tapped away from behind by the defenders. 6 seconds remaining. Dort with the basketball. Gustafson, Krakus. Krakus into the corner. Beckman. Beckman three at the horn. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Our score, Dort 24, College of St. Mary 13. Back with more after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. Dort Basketball after the quarter break. The defenders leading 24-13. They've opened up that margin. Shot from the perimeter, no good by the Flames. Dort with the basketball. Van Manen unable to find Feenstra in time. Hustles it into the front court. Passes left side, Gustafson. High post, Evavold. Evavold, Dort going with a big lineup here. We've got Evavold, Feenstra, and Gustafson on the floor together. Defense extends. Jordan Van Manen takes it hard to the basket. She's got four. And the defender lead is 26-13. 26-13, our score. Lindsay Curran over the basketball on the left wing. Picks up her dribble and throws it away. It'll be Dort basketball. Well, the defenders seizing an early lead in this one. And right now, they have scored 9 points in a row. Out front, Evavold. Evavold, Gustafson. Gustafson puts it on the floor and ends up going off of Gustafson's foot. Out of bounds. It will be Flames basketball. CSM gets the ball back. College of St. Mary over the basketball, trailing 26-13. Merivale over the basketball. Merivale on the right side. Dort showing a zone right now. Three on the way by the Flames. No good. And the rebound, Van Manen. Van Manen, though, loses it as she hits the deck. Here come the Flames. Flames, Merivale on the second chance. And the shot clock, I believe they're going to say, should have been reset to 20 rather than 30. I think our shot clock operator thought there was a change of possession on the rebound. Instead, they'll say there was no control for Van Manen, and they'll bring it down to 20, so that means it's at 15 right now. Flames basketball. This is Hoyt. Hoyt, pass into the lane, deflected, taken away by the defenders and Evavold. Evavold, back it goes, left side. Gustafson. Gustafson bounce pass down low. Feenstra reverses out of the double team. Gives it back over to Van Manen. Van Manen spins it to Evavold. Evavold launches it over the top. Throws it over the outstretched hands of Gustafson. And the Flames have the basketball back. So the Flames have the basketball, trailing 26-13. Veronica Kobso over the basketball. So Kobso. Dribbling the ball up is Hoyt. Hoyt with it for the Flames. 26-13. Flames throw it to no one in particular, and they have not prepared for this zone defense. Dort, on the other hand, though, unable to capitalize on the other end as they throw it long and out of bounds. So 26-13, Dort by 13. Flames have it. High post pass. Gates. Gates at the free throw line. She'll put up the free throw line jumper. Off the mark, no good. Evavold, baseball pass over the top intended for Feenstra, and it's taken away by the Flames. Dort unable to capitalize. Three turnovers in a row, that time on three straight possessions. Flames trying to answer. Three-pointer, no good. Lindsay Curran misses the three. Here comes Dort in transition, and Van Manen hustles it into the front court, tries a bounce pass, and it's kicked out of bounds. Dort will call for a timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. Throwing the ball in will be the Dort defenders. Gustafson, her pass over the top, tapped and taken back by the Flames. Flames with it. Bounce pass underneath, and a layup is good. College of St. Mary Flames capitalize out of the timeout. They get a turnover. They run the floor, get rewarded with a layup on the other end. It's 26-15. Underneath it goes Van Manen. Van Manen off the pass from Evavold, and Van Manen makes the left-handed shot close to the hoop. Dort leads 28-15. 28-15, our score. Dort in front. Bounce pass down low to Gates. Gustafson comes away with a steal. Run out for Feenstra. Feenstra, one player to beat. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Erica Feenstra with 10 first half points. Defenders lead 30-15. Flames have it. They bring it across the timeline. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Defenders at 15 points. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Seems like there have been more than Dort's fair share of turnovers in this one so far. I'm going to quickly double-check the statistics. And Dort's got 10 turnovers. St. Mary is CSM with 9. Flames throwing it in. Ball deflected by Tetzloff. Taken away by Gustafson. Gustafson with it. Bounce pass back to Tetzloff. And Tetzloff has it kicked away from behind. CSM kicks it away. Dort inbounding the basketball with 6:45 left to go here in the first half. Chmielewski throws it in to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Gustafson, 25 to shoot. Right side, Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Gustafson. Gustafson left side, Chmielewski. Chmielewski into the corner, Tetzloff. Cross-court pass right side to Pruitt. 14 to shoot. Here's Tetzloff driving in. Draws some contact. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound back again. And this time we're going to have a reach-in foul called on the Flames before the shot. Three offensive rebounds in that sequence for Dort's Bailey Tetzloff. Dort now inbounding with 20 seconds on the shot clock. They get it underneath Gustafson. Gustafson's first shot no good, but there to put it back is Carly Gustafson. Gustafson with 7. Dort leads 32-17. Dort's outscored the Flames 8-4 to start the second quarter. Lodato with the basketball. Lodato bounce pass right side and throws it away, intended for Bailey White. It will be Dort basketball. So Dort with the basketball. Throwing it in will be Chmielewski. Chmielewski inbounds to Beckman. Beckman takes it up the floor. Beckman with a basketball. Left side it goes, Chmielewski. Chmielewski, Pruitt. Pruitt, right side, Beckman. Beckman drives baseline. A lot of contact, no call made. Tetzloff, offensive rebound, puts it up, gets blocked, gives it back to Gustafson. Gustafson, layup, good. Carly Gustafson with 9 points. Dort hammering away down low. 9 for Gustafson, 10 for Feenstra. That's 19 of Dort's 34 points. Lodato guarded by Chmielewski. Lodato over the basketball out front, picks up her dribble, can't get free for a shot, passes it off to Hoyt. Hoyt on the left wing. Hoyt, right side pass, it goes to Kobza. Underneath, Kobza's shot blocked by Chmielewski, rebound Chmielewski, passes ahead to Tetzloff. Tetzloff, the trailer, Chmielewski, right side Pruitt, into the corner, Beckman, 3 ball, off the mark, no good. Rebound cleared by the Flames. Flames with the basketball, Lodato. Lodato in traffic, and she loses it out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. Gabby Krakus into the ballgame for the Defenders after Alyssa Lodato dribbles it out of bounds. Dort leading 34-15. 34-15, Beckman bringing the ball up for the Defenders. Beckman goes high post, Gustafson. Ball fake, Gustafson in traffic. Her shot, no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Gustafson will go to the free throw line. She will shoot 2 free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. So 2 free throws on the way for Gustafson. Some results starting to come in from the Great Plains Athletic Conference Track and Field Championships. 5K for the men. Eric Steiger wins it. Davis Tebben third. First free throw no good, but is up and good for Gustafson. She misses the second, though. Defenders lead 35-15. 35-15, our score. Dort with a 20-point lead. Flames inbounding. They have scored just 2 points here in this second quarter. 4, as I had indicated earlier, just 2. Pass goes in to the post. Merrivale underneath. Merrivale into the corner. Merrivale directing traffic. Steps back behind the 3-point line. 4 to shoot. Maryville gives it back. Shot on the way. Three is off the mark. No good. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Coming away with the basketball, Backman. Backman to Tetzloff, and Tetzloff is going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called against Tetzloff. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to the College of St. Mary Flames. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. St. Mary Flames with the basketball. This is Maryville. Maryville passes it in. It's deflected and taken away by Shemileski. Shemileski with the basketball. Shemileski attacking right side. Off the rim, no good. Rebound deflected, and Krajka saves it in. Into the corner, Backman. Her three, no good, but there for the offensive rebound, Tetzloff. Tetzloff, shot no good. Tetzloff, another chance. That one's up and good. Bailey Tetzloff with a two-point basket. Finally gets one to go after multiple offensive rebounds. And here come the Flames, stolen away by Krajka. She jumps the pass route. Gives it back to Backman. Backman underneath. Backman shot no good, but there for the putback is Krajka's no good. And Tetzloff gets another offensive rebound, and Bailey is held on the play. And Bailey Tetzloff will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple of free throws. The defenders hammering away on the offensive glass for Tetzloff already. She has multiple offensive rebounds. She's been credited with four rebounds. Now she'll have five, and most of them on the offensive end. Rolls the first free throw in. She has another one coming. 3:34 remaining in the first half. Dort leading 38-15, and Tetzloff bounces that one off of the front iron. Good. 4 points for Bailey Tetzloff. Dort leads 39-15. Flames with the basketball, and they throw it away. It's taken away by Backman. Backman driving in, puts it up, and she is fouled. Foul charge to the College of St. Mary Flames. Madeline Turner called for the personal foul. Krajka's checks out, along with Tetzloff, Shemileski, and Gustafson. Backman will stay on the floor. She'll check out if she can make the second free throw at least. Backman so far scoreless, and that free throw in and out, no good. Backman, a 74% free throw shooter. Had a couple of looks from the three-point line has Backman so far. Hasn't gotten any of them to go. Second free throw, no good. Bailey, a rare night where she's not shooting well. 0-for-2 on the free throw line. As I said, a 74% free throw shooter. Flames facing the zone defense, and it's tipped out of bounds and last touched by Veronica Kobza. It will be Dort basketball. So Dort gets the ball back. 39-15 our score. Well, both Dort 4x800-meter relay teams won the relay titles at the GPAC Championship today. Harmson to Evavold. Evavold tries to pass underneath for Van Manen, and the ball goes out of bounds, last touched by the defenders. Got one women's basketball final in. Briarcliff defeats Doan 69-50. 69-50, Briarcliff with the 19-point win. Been a long season for the Tigers in Crete. Lodato out front with the basketball. Flames trailing 39-15. They've scored 2 points here in the second quarter. And a travel violation called against Allie Gates. Gates travels with it. It's Dort basketball. Dort with this one in hand so far. Bounce pass. Evavold underneath. It goes Feenstra. They give it to Evavold at the free throw line. Erica Feenstra under the basket, wide open, shooting fish in a barrel. It's 41-15. A 17-2 advantage here in the second quarter for the defenders. On the right side, Lodato. Lodato with the basketball, and we've got a hand check called on the defenders. That foul is going to go against the defenders and Peyton Harmson. Well, over at Hastings today, Hastings all over Dakota Wesleyan in women's play, 80-52. Hastings locks up a 20-2 record. Dakota Wesleyan slips to 13-9. Jamestown, Concordia struggling a bit with the Jimmies. Maryville inbounds the basketball, gets it back on the wing. Shot is no good from the left wing, and the Dort defenders get the basketball back. They still got 6 minutes to go in Jamestown. We'll keep an eye on that contest. And in Orange City, Morningside, a winner over Northwestern today, 78-68. We can start to pencil some things out in terms of conference final standings. We'll do some of that at halftime. Dort with the basketball. Underneath it goes Feenstra. Feenstra, easy layup, good. Erica Feenstra with another two. She's got 14 first half points. And the defenders lead 43-15. Chmielewski checking back into the game for the defenders. Dort in a 1-2-2 zone. Bounce pass, free throw line, kick out pass. Three, missed, no good. Rebound long, taken down by the Flames. Flames give it up. Shot, no good. Fight for the basketball. Gustafson had it momentarily, and the ball goes out of bounds. Now, is this a situation where the shot clock should be reset to 20 as well? And they will reset the shot clock to 20. Flames will inbound the basketball on the far sideline. Hoyt. Hoyt throwing it in. Hoyt gets the return pass. Three, no good. Rebound cleared by Kennard. Kennard with the basketball. Kenzie with it. Kenzie Kennard. 1 minute to go. They give it underneath Feenstra. Feenstra, kick out pass. Evavold takes it off the dribble. And Rachel Evavold, ball fake, draws the defense out. Dort leads 45-15, a 21-2 run here in the second quarter for the defenders. CSM with the basketball, 40 seconds left on the clock. Maryville goes high post, kick out pass, right side, White. White down to the baseline, cut off. Ball taken away by Kennard. Kennard with it. Kennard feeds the streaking Chmielewski. Chmielewski rewarded for the hustle with a two-point bucket. Dort leads 47-15. 20 seconds to go here in the first half. Dort leading by 22, and they have blown it open here in the second period with a 23-2 run. Flames will hold for the final shot. They give it up Maryville. Maryville gets the return pass. Now she's on the wing. She's going to put up a three. It's blocked. And we're going to have a foul call on the play against the defenders on that three-point shot. And Maryville will go to the free throw line with an opportunity to shoot three free throws. Maryville, a 75% free throw shooter. First one short, no good. Another one on the way. So Maryville's second free throw. Skims the rim and falls through. Maryville now with 3 points. Dort leads 47-16. And this one's up and good as well. 47-17, 1.2 seconds remaining. Gustafson gets it. Desperation shot at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play. Our score, Dort 47, College of St. Mary 17. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort defenders leading the College of St. Mary at halftime by a score of 47-17. St. Mary is CSM limited to 6 of 27 shooting in the first half for 22%. Dort 19 of 32 for 59%. A 27-13 rebounding edge, 11 of those rebounds for the defenders coming on the offensive end. Dort led by Erica Feenster's 14. Carly Gustafson has 10. 6 each for Jordan VanManen and Rachel Evavold. Bailey Tetzlaff has 5 rebounds. They're all on the offensive end. For CSM, they are led by Trista Maryville with 4 points. The defenders outscored CSM 23-4 in the second period. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. There are finals in from across the conference, and here those are. It is Concordia defeating Jamestown, 74-63. Briarcliff down Doan, 69-50. Hastings over Dakota Wesleyan 80-52, and Morningside a 78-68 winner over Northwestern. No report yet on Mount Marty and Midland. We are set for basketball, and here we go. Dort leading by 30, 47-17. Inside it goes Evavold. Evavold right elbow, puts it up in traffic off of the glass. Good. Rachel Evavold with the two-point basket, and the defenders open up the second half with a drive to the hoop by Rachel Evavold as she uses the ball fake. Kick into the corner, Marival. Marival misses it strong. Rebound taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt to Van Manen. Van Manen underneath Feenstra. Feenstra has it blocked, and it goes into the corner, chased down by Marival. Marival, long pass into the front court. Layup of the right hand from the left side. Kenzie Hoyt. And Hoyt with 5 points. Dort leads 49-19. Pruitt comes back to Evavold. Evavold cut for Van Manen. Van Manen loses it out of bounds. Helped on the loss by Tristan Marival. Marival reached in and knocked it away out of play. Inbounding is Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. Pruitt into the corner, Harmson, ball fake, nothing there. Comes back, left side, Pruitt. Pruitt in the corner, underneath to Feenstra. And Feenstra is pushed from behind on the post defense by Allie Gates. So Gates whistled for the personal. Team foul number one against CSM in this half. Into the corner it goes Pruitt. Pruitt looking underneath Feenstra. Feenstra reverses out of the post to Evavold. Evavold Van Manen, 10 to shoot. Comes back to Feenstra. Pruitt at the free throw line. Bounce pass underneath Evavold. Evavold layup good. Rachel Evavold with 10 points. Dort leads 51-19. Marival left side. Marival uses it up, passes it back over to Hoyt. Hoyt with a basketball in between the circles, guarded there by Feenstra. Shot from the right elbow by Hoyt, no good. Marival with an offensive rebound. She retreats back to the perimeter. Marival with it in between the circles out front. 13 now to shoot for the Flames. Bounce pass tipped by Evavold. Feenstra came up with it, passes it back to Rachel. Rachel tries to throw it underneath, didn't look first, but Monin has to track it down. Comes back to Pruitt. Pruitt, three, no good. And the rebound is taken away on the weak side by Marival. Marival with the basketball. Marival to Hoyt. Hoyt with it on the left side. Hoyt, she's going to put up a 17-footer and knocks it down from the left wing. Hoyt with seven, four of them in the second half. Dort leads 51-21. 51-21 our score. Right side pass, Harmson. Harmson with it on the wing. Goes into the corner. Intended for Evavold, and Evavold thought there was a player on the wing behind her. Instead, the ball goes over her head, and out of bounds it will be CSM basketball. So CSM with the basketball back. CSM basketball trailing by 30. Most of the suspense taken out of this one back in the second quarter when Dort outscored the Flames handily. Long pass into the front court for Pruitt. Pruitt, the trailer. Harmson, three ball, good. Peyton Harmson from the right wing adds to her career leading 3-point shots total. Post-Christmas, her 3-point shooting numbers have decreased. Dort becoming a more post-oriented team. Pass goes to the elbow and a reach-in foul called on the defenders. Hacked on the arm, and they're going to call the foul on Jordan Van Manen. That is foul number one on Van Manen. Team foul number one on the defenders. Just foul number three called against Dort in this game. 6:56 remaining. Third quarter of play, Dort leading 54-21. Pass goes into the post. Rachel Evavold defending. And a shot from 10 is good for the Flames. And number 21, Amy Talavu. So Talavu with the two-point basket. Didn't anticipate seeing her play today, but she comes through with a two off of the bench. Shot from the perimeter by the defenders, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It will be CSM basketball. So the only final we're waiting on is that Midland contest happening in Fremont between Midland and Mount Marty. Both of those teams fighting for an eighth place tie in the Great Plains Athletic Conference standings. Left side, driving in, shot no good, rebound cleared by Feenstra. Erica gets it away to Bailey Backman. Dort in transition. Left side, Tetzloff. Tetzloff back out front, Feenstra. Feenstra looking. Comes right side, Chmielewski. Now to Backman. Backman with a basketball. Backman dribbles baseline. Back over to Tetzloff. Three, no good. Rebound Backman, and Backman has it ripped away from her. Dort leads 54-23. 5:54 remaining in the third quarter. Dort with a lead. CSM with a basketball. Talavu with it on the right side. Talavu comes back over to Ibarra. Ibarra to Talavu. It's taken back by the defenders in Gustafson as she gets the steal. An on-ball steal by Gustafson. She rips it out of the hands of the post player. Pass goes left side, Tetzloff. Tetzloff back to Backman. Backman with the basketball, penetrates right side, Chmielewski. Chmielewski off the glass, good. Maya Chmielewski with 6 points. Dort back in front by 33, that is, 56-23. We approach the midpoint of the third period. Right side with the basketball, this is Ibarra. Ibarra passes it underneath. Shot off the rim, no good by the Flames. Bailey White, and here comes Dort with the basketball. Tetzloff, Tetzloff, might have traveled with it. No call made. Pass right side, goes underneath now. Backman, Backman's pass intended for Feenstra. And jumping the route is Turner. Turner with the steal and the lay-in. And the defenders lead 56-25. 56-25, our score, Chmielewski. Chmielewski on the right wing, stops on the elbow, comes back to Gustafson. Gustafson thought about pulling the trigger for three, thought about it two or three times, and then eventually passed. Comes back to Gustafson. Gustafson with a left hand, her shot no good, tapped by Tetzloff, and the rebound is cleared by CSM. College of St. Mary with a basketball. Flames have it on the wing, guarded closely by Tetzloff, and a timeout on the floor. Charge to the College of St. Mary. Timeout, CSM, back with more after this. We return to action. Dort gets the ball on a missed shot by the Flames. Tetzloff gets a rebound off of the missed three by Backman. And a jump ball called on the rebound. It will go against. It will go to the College of St. Mary. And the defenders. Tie-up call. And the Flames will have it back. So the Flames get it back, trailing by 31, 56-25. On the left side of the basketball is Turner. Turner gives it into the corner. This is Hoyt. And a three-point basket up and good for Hoyt. Hoyt now with 10 points, 7 in the second half. Defender lead is 56-28. Pass underneath to Gustafson. Gustafson misses the point-blank shot. Here come the Flames. Flames with the basketball. Left side it goes. This is Kobsa. And Kobsa is fouled on the play. Foul charge to the defenders. And that's going to go on Bailey Backman. That's number one on Backman. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Well, final is in on Fremont. Midland defeats Mount Marty 95-70. And Midland makes the postseason tournament by virtue of the tiebreaker with Briar Cliff. They swept the Chargers during the regular season. Second free throw is up and good. So one of two free throws for Kobsa. Kobsa makes it 56-29, defenders leading. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Backman. Backman with it left side. Backman passes it off to Tetzloff. Elbow Gustafson. Gustafson comes back to Chmielewski. Back to Gustafson. Gustafson wraparound pass underneath for Krakus. Krakus shot partially blocked. Rebound defenders. Krakus back to Gustafson. 8 to shoot for the defenders. Gustafson, kick out pass, Tetzloff. Tetzloff, 3, good. Bailey Tetzloff with the three-point basket. She's got seven. Defenders lead 59-29. Flames basketball. They bring it across Hoyt. Hoyt with it in between the circles, and she dribbles it out of bounds. Dribbles it into the backcourt. And an over and back violation called against. It'll be Dort basketball. Beckman passes left side, Krakus. Krakus, Gustafson. Gustafson gives it into the corner. Tetzloff, shot no good. Rebound tipped, and it's taken back by Tetzloff, and now reach-in foul called against the Flames. That's going to go against Ibarra. That's number two on Ibarra. Krakus will throw the ball in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 2:20 left to play in the third period. Dort up by 30. They were up by 30 at the half. Chmielewski passes. Left side, Beckman. Beckman's pass intended for Krakus. Taken away by the Flames. Flames driving in. Right-handed layup by Marival is good. She's got six. Dort's lead is 59-31. So the Flames have already scored 14 points here in this period. Dort answering back with a bucket by Beckman on the other end. Beckman with the two-point basket at 61-31. And the defenders force a turnover. It'll be Dort basketball in the backcourt. Chmielewski. Chmielewski inbounds to Beckman. 1:45 and counting. Bounce pass. Left side, Krakus. Krakus comes back to Tetzloff. Tetzloff into the corner. Gustafson back to Krakus. Out front, Beckman. 17 to shoot. High post. Lob it underneath. Krakus, her shot, no good. Got hit on the arm, and they're going to call a foul on Tetzloff. Krakus put that shot up, and she got hit on the arm on the foul. On the follow attempt, but no call made. And then they do call a foul on the rebound. That's going to go against Bailey Tetzloff. That's her first. Team foul number three on the defenders in this quarter. 1:27 and counting. Third period of play. CSM with the basketball. Dort, man-to-man defense. Dribbling with the left hand is Hoyt. Her pass underneath, taken away by Feenstra. Feenster gives it to Pruitt. Pruitt, free throw line. Tries to pass it back to Harmson. Throws it away, and it will be CSM basketball after the turnover. 1:08 left to play, third period. Right side of the basketball. This is Turner. Turner out front to Lodato. Lodato with the basketball. Lodato on the right wing. Bounces it down low for Gates. Gates back to Lodato. 12 to shoot. Lodato comes back to Hoyt. Hoyt picks up her dribble left wing. Hoyt looking down low. Instead goes to Lodato out front. She casts up a 19-footer. No good. Rebound Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Van Manen left side Pruitt. Pruitt with it on the wing. Evavold underneath Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Back to Evavold. Evavold, free throw line jumper. Good. Rachel Evavold with another two. She's got 12. Six in the second half. Dort leads 63-31. 18 seconds left on the game clock. That's in the third period, and the ball is taken away by Harmson. Harmson, left side, Van Manen. Van Manen, Pruitt. Pruitt gives it back to Feenstra. Feenstra, easy layup. She's got 16. And the defender lead is 65-31 as the quarter comes to a close. Dort outscores the Flames 18-14 in the third quarter of play. Back with the fourth quarter of action from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. While GPAC postseason tournament play will begin Wednesday, and if all of my information is correct, I believe I've got all the matchups that'll take place on Wednesday night. We'll tell you about that in just a little bit. Those are unofficial pairings. CSM with the basketball. Hoyt. Hoyt goes left side. Lodato. Lodato gives it up out front. Flames with the basketball. Dort with a 34-point lead, closing in on their 23rd win of the regular season. And each win that they get from here on out establishes a new high watermark for the program. Lodato looking for a backdoor cut. Ball is thrown away. It is Dort basketball. Dort gets it back on the turnover. 65-31, defenders leading. Van Manen with the basketball out front. Pass goes into the corner, Harmson. Harmson, right side. That was Feenstra reversing it to Van Manen, and Van Manen's shot. The rebound ends up bouncing on the baseline before Harmson can latch on to it. And the Flames will come back the other way. College of St. Mary over the basketball as we close in on 9 minutes remaining in this contest. Defenders led by Feenstra with 16. Evavold has 12. Gustafson has 10. Both players have been able to dominate for the defenders so far. Flames with it on the left elbow. Back out front, Merrivale. Merrivale, three, no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders. Coming up with it is Harmson. Payton with the basketball. Now Pruitt. Pruitt, left side. Go into the corner, right wing, three, missed, no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Rachel Evavold. She's got 14. And the defender lead is 67-31. 67-31, Hoyt with a three, answering on the other end. Hoyt now with 10 second-half points, 13 for the ball game, and the Dort lead is 67-34. Left side Pruitt underneath Feenstra. Feenstra, strong move, steps through the double team, and Erica Feenstra now with 18. Defenders lead 69-34. Right side Hoyt. Hoyt on the wing, her three, no good. Long rebound tracked down by Harmson. Harmson with the basketball. Payton brings it up the floor. Left side Pruitt. She'll put up a quick three. She hits it. Abby Pruitt with her first three of the day. Dort leads 72-34. The lead up to 38 now. Lodato picks up her dribble. 7:45 left to play in the contest. Left side it goes Merrivale. Merrivale with it on the wing. Merrivale. She'll put up a three, misses, short, no good. Rebound controlled by Van Manen. Van Manen to Pruitt. Pruitt to Feenstra. Feenstra stripped on the way up. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Flames. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort basketball. So the defenders throwing it in. And it's tapped away by the Flames initially. Krakus to throw it in. Krakus throws in over the top, finds Backman. Backman over the basketball at the top of the key. Left side, Krakus. Krakus, right side, Tetzloff. Into the corner, Shemileski. Shemileski looking back for Tetzloff. High post pass, Gustafson. Gustafson's pass deflected. And coming up with a loose ball as Tetzloff. Bailey Tetzloff with another two. She's got 9 points. And the defender lead is 74-34. Flames basketball. Well, the Flames came to Sioux Center shorthanded. They only had 10 players in uniform for today's contest. And it's been a rough go of it for the Flames so far. Hoyt out front, guarded by Shemileski. And the ball tipped by Gustafson. Gustafson racing the other way with it. Ball fake. And she stripped on the way up. Kenzie Hoyt able to knock it loose. It'll be Dort basketball. Throwing it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop will be the defenders and Krakus. Krakus to trigger it. Krakus gets it in. Gustafson. Gustafson wheels into the lane. Her shot no good. That was Talibu who came up with it. Dort gets it back though. Backman. Backman with the right hand driving in. 4 points for Bailey Backman. Dort leads 76-34. 6:24 remaining. Talibu passes back to Lodato. Lodato over the basketball. Lodato driving right elbow. Stops. Krakus gambles for the steal. Getting the basketball is Curran. And Curran knocks down a three-point basket, or second today. Dort leads 76-37. 6 minutes remaining. Right side it goes Shemileski. Shemileski to Backman. Backman to Gustafson. Gustafson to Tetzloff. Tetzloff with another two. Bailey Tetzloff slices the left side of the lane. Gets the give from Gustafson. Dort up 78-37. Tetzloff now with 11 points. 78-37. Defenders by 41. Lodato with the basketball. She's got it right side. Gives it to Curran. Curran back to Lodato. Lodato, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Krakus. 5:27 and counting. Krakus into the front court. Krakus splits the defense, lays it up with the right hand, count the hoop, and she is fouled. Gabby Krakus, 10th player to score for the defenders today. Makes it an 80-37 ball game pending the free throw. And we'll have mass substitutions for the defenders. Mari Smitsdorf checks into the ball game. Michaela DeYoung, Riley Van Halsen, and Kenzie Kennard on the floor. Faith Anderson waiting at the scorer's table. If Krakus can make the free throw. And Krakus kicks that one too strong, no good. Rebound Smitsdorf, and Smitsdorf is going to be called for traveling on the rebound. 80-37, Dort with the lead, 5:18 and counting. In regulation, left side pass, Kobza. Kobza drops it off, gets it back over to Gates. Gates, free throw line, short, no good. But a foul called on the shot. I believe that's going to go on Faith Anderson. Anderson whistled for the foul. That is just team foul number 6 against the defenders in this ballgame. There have not been many fouls called or free throws shot in this contest. First free throw for Allie Gates is good. She's got 3 points. Another one on the way for Gates. Second free throw is up and down as well, so Gates makes both free throws. She's got 4. 80-39. 5 minutes remaining. Left side, DeYoung. DeYoung cross-court pass to Faith Anderson. Comes back to DeYoung. DeYoung thought about the corner three. Now Faith Anderson, three-pointer. Good. Faith Anderson with the three-point basket. 83-39. Defenders leading. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Hoyt. Hoyt down to the baseline. A pass to White. Three on the other end, no good, but Hoyt is there for the offensive rebound and the putback. Hoyt now with 12 second-half points, 15 for the ballgame. Anderson gives it up. Right side, Smitsdorf. Michaela DeYoung, three. Too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared by CSM. Hoyt up the floor, 83-41. We approach 4 minutes left to go in the game. With it, White. Now Gates. Gates guarded by Smitsdorf. Comes back to Hoyt. Hoyt with a basketball. Hoyt on the right side. White. White back to Hoyt. Hoyt. Now White. White. Three. Missed. No good. Rebound Michaela DeYoung. And DeYoung gives it to Kennard. Kennard across half court. Kennard on the right side. Faith Anderson thought about the three. She's going to drive baseline now. Tries to dump it underneath for Smitsdorf. And it's taken back by the Flames. 83-41. Long pass over the top. Tip goes out of bounds. Last touch by the College of St. Mary Flames. It'll be Dort basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Coming up, postgame. It'll be the Wireless World postgame wrap. Kennard, top of the key three, missed, no good. Rebound cleared by Smitsdorf. Now she's tied up on the play. Jump ball, alternating possession. Should be Dort basketball. It is. Dort leading 83-41. Throwing the ball in will be Anderson. Anderson looking. Anderson gets it in to Kennard. Kennard with the ball. Kennard. Smitsdorf underneath, Van Halsen. Van Halsen shot underneath, blocked. Rebound taken away by CSM. Kenzie Hoyt with a basketball. Hoyt on the right side gets a ball screen. She's going to pull up, 14-footer, no good. Fight for the basketball. Rebound cleared by the Flames and Kobza. Kobza back to White. White to Hoyt. Hoyt, three, no good. Rebound Kennard. Kennard brings it up the floor. Kennard, right side, Anderson. Anderson to Van Halsen. Van Halsen underneath Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf, basket, good. Mari Smitsdorf with a two-point basket, 85-41. Dort with three players who haven't scored today. Kennard, Van Halsen, and DeYoung. We'll see if they can get in the scorebook yet. 2:17 remaining. With it on the right side, Flames cut off. This is Ibarra, and a foul on the play. Well, earlier today, the Dort baseball team on the short end of a 17-3 decision. Krakus is going to check back into the ballgame for the defenders. Kennard will check out. 2:11 left to play. First free throw, no good by Kobza. A second free throw attempt on the way. Dort baseball trailing in game two of their twin bill with McPherson, 8-3. 85-42. One of two free throws made that time by the Flames. And the bounce pass to Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf tries to feed it underneath, and the ball is tipped away. Gates unable to latch onto it, though, on the baseline. And the defenders will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Anderson triggering it in, gets it in to Krakus. Krakus to Anderson. Anderson underneath. Van Halsen shot no good. Van Halsen put back no good. Krakus chasing it down in the corner, lets it go out of bounds at the last instant. And it will be Dort basketball as that was last touched by the College of St. Mary. Throwing the ball in will be the defenders and DeYoung. DeYoung to Krakus. Krakus hands it to Van Halsen. Van Halsen three, good. Riley Van Halsen with the three-point basket. Dort leads 88-42, 95 seconds left in this one. Left side, Marival. Marival with the basketball, free throw line, nothing there. Shot no good by Talavu. Here comes Dort back the other way. Krakus. Krakus up the floor, right side, Anderson. Anderson, high post. Now they get it to DeYoung. DeYoung with it on the left corner. DeYoung back to Krakus. Krakus back to Anderson. Anderson, left side it goes to Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf directing traffic. 108 remaining. Anderson, three, good. Faith Anderson with another three. She's got six. And the defender lead is 91-42. Lead expanding for the defenders here late. Up by 49 now. Led by 30 at halftime. Marival, three, no good. Offensive rebound, Lodato. Left side pass, it's stolen away by Van Halsen. Van Halsen driving the other way. Van Halsen, crossover move, and she's fouled. Riley Van Halsen will go to the free throw line. Foul charge to the Flames and Lindsay Curran. That's number two on her. Oh, no free throws. Say that foul came on the floor for Van Halsen. So Anderson inbounds to Krakus. Krakus baseline jumper, no good. Rebound, Smitsdorf bangs it off the glass. Too strong from straight on. Back we go the other way, Lodato. Lodato to the trailer. Three on the way, Gates. Gates bottoms out the triple. She's got seven. The defender lead is 91-44. 15 seconds left to play. Shot by Krakus is up and good. Gabby Krakus with a two-point basket. She's got four. And the defenders lead at 93-44. 1 second remaining, and that's the end of the ball game. Our final score, the Dort defenders, 93. College of St. Mary, 45. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Stay tuned. The Wireless World post-game wrap is up next. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr885.com. The Dort defenders securing their 23rd win of the season with a convincing 93-45 win. And Coach Bill Harmson has made his way out of the locker room, so we'll visit with him first, and then we will get to our postgame numbers, and we'll cover some of the numbers while we talk to Coach Harmson. The defenders today lead 24-13 at the end of the first quarter, and Coach Harmson, took just a little bit to find your to find a rhythm, it seemed, but closed on a 7-0 run, and really that 7-0 run set the table nicely for the second quarter this afternoon.
I thought our effort and energy was really good, and they hit three threes. You know, they had three threes were their first three baskets of the game, and they were guarded. And, you know, I just really thought that our energy and enthusiasm was really good again today. And I thought we did a nice job of limiting the Curran kid and the Maryville kid today, too. Those two are their leading scorers and really shoot the ball well. And I thought we did a really nice job on those two. So I thought the girls were really tuned in practice. I thought we did a nice job. I thought they did a nice job of preparing themselves for this game. And, man, to get out of this game number 30 with no injuries, everybody's healthy, we feel really fortunate for that.
There were times during the first half when I thought, yeah, we're not shooting it that well, and then I got the halftime stats, and you're shooting 60% in the first half, lots of good shots, really. There weren't many times where you thought to yourself, oh, don't know if you should have taken that one. Pretty good shot selection, and that led to pretty good shot percentage.
Yeah, I thought we passed up a couple threes in that first half, too, and we've been really working hard on reversing the ball and trying to make the easy pass and staying away from making things more difficult and making life more difficult for ourselves. And, you know, I thought we had a stretch there where it was 24 to 13 at the start of the second quarter. We got like six stops in a row, but we turned it over four times. And you know, those are situations against, you know, teams where we gotta shore that up, Mike. And those are things, you know, and I liked where our eyes were looking. I liked the passes that we were making, but we just weren't executing them. So we just got to continue to get back to work and clean those areas up.
Second half, you're able to get a lot of people playing time, and here at the end of the year, you don't know how many times you're going to be able to reach outside your regular rotation and get that done. Good to see you. And there wasn't a lot of drop-off in play when you extended your bench tonight.
Yeah, those girls worked so hard. You know, Michaela and Riley and Mari. You know, Kenzie Kennard's been playing for us more now and finding a role. And Faith. And those guys come to practice every day. And they work hard and they develop as players. They're a huge part of our team culture, Mike. And even though they don't always show up in the stat line, these girls are so important to who we are and what we are. And they're awesome Christian people. They're awesome spiritual leaders. You know, socially, they're so strong for our team. And I'm just happy to see them have the success that they do when they get out there. And, yeah, they're just awesome kids and play their role to perfection. So, good kids.
Well, we don't have to talk about the end of the season yet. You host a Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round contest on Wednesday and will be a familiar foe this time of the year. Every time you play in the postseason tournament in the conference, it is a familiar foe, and you're playing a Dakota Wesleyan team they've had a couple of battles with over the last here this season, and you play them a third time. If everything in my seating is correct, you'll be the 4 seed. They'll be the 5 seed.
Yep. It's going to be a battle again, and Jason's a really good coach, and they got two of the premier players in the conference in Cheeseman and Carr, and you know, their role players are really starting to play a more significant role for them. We're going to have to come out and play a clean game, Mike. We're going to have to come out and do the things necessary for us, rebound, defend, limit them to one shot. But then on the flip side of it, we got to have a high level of execution in that game, because they're going to know everything about us, and we're going to know everything about them. So then it comes down to just being mentally tougher and being able to execute at a high level. So that's what we're going to work on Monday, Tuesday. You know, we're going to take the day of rest, enjoy this win, take the day of rest tomorrow, and you know, get reacquainted once again with family and church, and get after it Monday morning right away.
Coach Harmson, I'll let you go. Thanks for coming out.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
That's Bill Harmson talking about today's contest. The defenders today, 39 of 72 from the floor. That comes out to 54%, 7 of 21 on threes, 33.3%, 8 of 12 on free throws, 67%. For the Flames, 16 of 54 from the floor, 30%, 7 of 27 on threes, 26%, 6 for 9 on free throws. That comes out to 67%. Dort with a 50-29 rebounding advantage. CSM 28 turnovers. Dort with 20 turnovers. Erica Feenstrands with 18 points. 14 for Rachel Evavold. 11 for Bailey Tetzloff. 10 for Carly Gustafson. 6 for Ebby Pruitt. 3 for Peyton Harmson. 6 for Jordan Van Manen. 4 for Bailey Backman. 6 for Faith Anderson. 2 for Mari Smitsdorf. 6 for Maya Shemilansky. 4 for Gabby Krakus and 3 for Riley Van Halsen for their total of 93 points. In all, Dort had 13 out of their 15 players score this afternoon. For the Flames, they were led by Kenzie Hoyt with 15 points, 7 points for Allie Gates, 6 each for Trista Marival and Lindsay Curran. 2 points each for Amy Tolivu and Madeline Turner, 3 for Alyssa Lodato. The defenders were led in rebounding today by Bailey Tetzloff with 7, 5 for Carly Gustafson, 6 for Jordan Van Manen, 4 each for Erica Feenstra and Peyton Harmson and Rachel Evavold, and 4 for Gabby Krakus as well. Rachel Evavold with 5 assists today, Abby Pruitt with 4. Steals, Rachel Evavold had 3, Bailey Beckman and Bailey Tetzloff had 2 each, Carly Gustafson off of the bench for 4 steals. The defenders improved to 23-7 for the year and finished the league season 15-7. CSM closes out their year 5-25, 2-20. They will not make the postseason tournament. Scores from around the conference then in the GPAC as we wind up the Wireless World postgame wrap. Dort over the CSM Flames, 93-45. Hastings over Dakota Wesleyan, 80-52. Morningside, a winner in women's play, 78-68 over Northwestern. Concordia, 10 better than Jamestown on the road, 76-66. It was Midland over Mount Marty, 95-70. And Briarcliff, a winner over Doan, 69-50. Women's GPAC standings then, these are the final standings. Concordia 21-1, Hastings second, 20-2. Morningside third, 16-6. Dort fourth, 15-7. Dakota Wesleyan fifth at 13-9. Northwestern 12-10, they're sixth. Jamestown seventh, 9-13. A tie for eighth between Midland and Briarcliff, with Midland taking the tiebreaker to get into the postseason as they swept the Briarcliff Chargers. Mount Marty, 7-15. They're in 10th place. College of St. Mary, 11th at 2-20. And Doan finishes 13th in the league. I beg your pardon, they finished 12th. College of St. Mary, 11th. Doan, 1-21 to close out the regular season in GPAC play. Men's scores at the moment. Briarcliff leads Doan 37-20 with about 5 minutes left to go in the first half, that is. Morningside leads Northwestern 39-26 in men's play. Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings locked up in a tight one at Hastings. Hastings 19-17. That's with about 10 minutes left to go in the first half. We'll be back on the air Wednesday night. More Dort basketball. GPAC quarterfinal round play from the DeWitt. Both the men and women will be at home. 6 o'clock start time for the women's game as the defenders will host Dakota Wesleyan. Men's game will finish at about 8 o'clock. Will get started at about 8 o'clock. And that will be the defenders against a foe to be determined. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. That's the Wireless World postgame wrap. And that's Dort's basketball for this afternoon. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.